A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Bray Wyatt is coming back to WWE, or so we believe. We saw some madness on Raw and SmackDown, and now everybody is speculating. I know what will happen. I make this video with all my ideas and thoughts, and then a WWE show will happen, and Bray will walk out, and this video will never see the light of day. But let's not worry about that, though, because it has set the internet on fire, which is just the way in 2022. Actually something more to this that kind of does prove that Mr. Wyatt is coming back to World Wrestling Entertainment. Why? Here's why. Now I am wearing my OG Bray Wyatt hat, and don't say, Simon, that's a cowboy hat and it wasn't what Bray used to wear. I'll do whatever the hell I want. And I'd also like to praise WWE for their use of QR codes here, because we just had an episode of Raw and there was Austin Theory working out and there was a guy in the crowd just focusing on said code. But actually, if you weren't paying that much attention, you would have missed it. Taking the hat off because it's hurting my head. But they were just hanging out playing Nintendo, but of course WWE understood its fan base, and they knew as soon as they got their teeth into this, they'd go absolutely crazy. And a few hours after it had been on the screen, honestly, there was around about 7,206 theories. I mean, it was like the flipping FBI was on the case, and some people even dragged out the first promo that Bray Wyatt ever cut and said, see, he's saying the same things in that. Honestly, I started giving them a round of applause, because that's badass. It is quite exciting, though, as we do try to break down the theory of whatever the hell the white rabbit is, and somebody even came up with this doozy. They think all of this leans towards the fact the Firefly Funhouse puppets have come to life. And they said that Braun Strowman was Huskus, which seems a little bit mean. Karrion Kross is the white rabbit, which I do believe he portrayed in Lucha Underground. Scarlet would be Abby the Witch. And then you've got Dexter Lumis, who would be the Buzzard. Bray would lead them all, which also does make sense, because he used to hang out with these puppets, so he wouldn't be a puppet. And actually, when you start thinking about it, you get all woozy doozy. This would actually be a bit much for me. I sat down and thought about it. I was like, nah, something doesn't really work, but I massively appreciate the effort. And knowing Bray Wyatt, which I don't at all, you'd have to imagine if he does return, he's going to want to come up with a third character. I mean, hopefully this time it will last and it will actually get the push that it needs. But either way, if it does manage to kind of connect with the audience, that is a triple header, and most wrestlers can't even make one work. The secret downfall hiding in the shadows, though, actually, for once, ties into what the naysayers are saying, because they're out there with their trumpets going, blah, blah, blah. I don't think this is Bray Wyatt at all. They all think that we're being bamboozled, and do you want to know the truth? Awesome. That is the whole point of wrestling. I love it when I get work, so I sit there and I chuckle like Santa Claus or Father Christmas, going, ha, 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 I totally led this way, but I should have been leaning over there. Also, if they have come up with a red herring this good that it has convinced everybody, then they deserve a Simon Miller Trophy of Excellence. That's just like my bald head. It doesn't really mean anything, but at least it's easy to clean. The reason you do have to tread carefully, though, is that now, if it turns out not to be Wyatt, you are going to piss your audience off. And as we have learned time and time again, the number one you don't do is troll your fans. I mean, South Park found this out years ago. They were the kings of winding people up, and then they tried to wind up their fan base. And what happened is that all these individuals took their anger guns, and they pointed it at Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and they were like, never do that again. As far as I know, I don't think they have. Because some folk really do take it personally, which I do kind of get. But this is why it's all on WWE. If they're sitting in Titan Towers right now going, oh no, whoopsie, we've made a massive error, it's up to them to drop in a new little nugget that goes, look guys, really think you're doing well here. But again, you've made a misstep. You just need to find that balance where people do get really, really excited, then actually end up crying because this isn't what they wanted at all. I mean, take what AEW did with CM Punk. They were so on the nose with their hints and teases that if anybody else had come out on that day, I actually think the world would have come to an end. I mean, they booked the damn thing in the United Center in Chicago. So imagine you get there, you're wearing your CM Punk t-shirt, you've got your CM Punk merchandise, and Repo Man walks down the aisle. I mean, I'd be going crazy, going, oh, finally, the biggest event ever has taken place. You would have 18,000 others going, well, this absolutely sucks, I'm never watching again. Then they would have tuned in next week, but that's a different story. So you don't keep beating the horse when you know the audience has made an error. It's up to you to pull the strings and make sure everything is okay. So it is a fine art, and I'll tell you this, I don't think WWE is that stupid. For the first time in years, they actually feel like a babyface company because everybody is rallying around them ever since Triple H took over and watching Raw going, that was pretty good. We're watching SmackDown going, that was pretty good. And we're excited about the future. And all it takes is one slip. We're back to 2017, where it was like the crowd versus the office, and then Roman Reigns would come out and we'll go, boo, I hate wrestling, why am I even here? And maybe even more importantly than that, you want to be able to buy in to future teases. And not everyone has to be super level, oh my gosh, 9,000. You can have some at 1 and some at 5 and some at 10. But if you are saying, hey guys, a 10 it's on its way, and then you get a negative 4, I mean, look at me. I'm an idiot, I'm stupid, and nobody likes me, but even I can figure this one out. Also, damn right we should be bringing Bray Wyatt back. I know that he's not everybody's cup of tea, but that is one creative tamale. And even Paul Levesque came out recently and said, look, oh my gosh, the amount of ideas he does have, he needs a filter, but that's no bad thing. That's called good management. And if you need some more evidence, do you remember the Attitude Era where Vince Russo apparently was the same way? And who did he have to go through? Who said, okay, well, we'll do that, but we'll tweak a little bit. It was Vince McMahon. I'm not saying that Triple H and Bray Wyatt have the same relationship, but it's the same idea. So run wild, man. Let's have some fun. So, of course, now after all of this and all of my ranting, it will be somebody like, I don't know, Papa Shango. I wouldn't actually mind that at all. I would go absolutely crazy. But also, what was the deal with Papa? He decided, he woke up one day and was like, oh, I'm a voodoo shaman, whatever he was meant to be. Why don't I use these powers to become the WWF champion? And then all he did was he turned up in the company and he made the Ultimate Warrior bleed green. And this happened about 30 years ago. And look at my face, I still don't get it. What are we talking about? If nothing else, we have so many hours of wrestling TV every single week. I think you always want to make sure you have something in your locker because you can't just have great matches and you can't just have great promos or just have great talking segments. You need to be able to put it all together in a wonderful ball. And that includes sometimes people coming out as some serial killer dude, which never forget, it's what The Fiend was meant to be. He was a murdering ass and we all went, yeah! Win a title. Actually, nobody said win a title. That was half the problem. We all remember Saudi Arabia and Goldberg and then Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Good grief, it all went back. Listen, if you think The Fiend is coming back, he absolutely is not. WWE took that character and they flushed it down the toilet, which is why if Bray Wyatt is coming back at the White Rabbit, this has to be it. Third time is a charm. Give him the damn ball. Let him hit a home run. And I promise you this, at the very worst, it will make people go, oh, that wrestling's a bit weird. There's nothing wrong with being weird. It actually makes the globe go round.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.